You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney. From home to hearth to health and wellness to embracing your inner need to know, Community Schools has something for everyone. Joining us now to talk about some of the upcoming offerings from the Juno School District's Community Schools Winter and Spring Program, Suzanne Ainsworth. Hi, Suzanne.
Hello there.
Hello. Would you please introduce yourself and tell us about what you do?
I will. My name is Suzanne Ainsworth, and I'm the coordinator of the Juno School District Community Schools classes. And we have a really great offering of all different kinds of classes that are going to begin. Actually, the first one will begin this next Monday. And it's a combination of a couple Zoom classes, and then actually we're doing some live classes with keeping safe with masks and distancing and having a lot of fun.
All right. We're going to talk some more about that in a second, but we also have Sarah Lewis with us, associate professor with UAF Cooperative Extension Service. Hi, Sarah.
Hey, Shelley.
We've had you on a few times recently to talk about health matters and some of the classes you teach in conjunction with Bartlett Regional Hospital, but today you're wearing a different hat. Would you tell us about community schools and how you're involved?
That's right. Yeah, I love teaching my Juno classes, especially in-person ones through community schools, because they have a really great system, you know, for registration and things like that. And it's a really good partnership. And because of the great teaching kitchen at JD High, I teach my in-person classes there, and we already have done a couple of in-person ones in the last session of community schools. I'm looking forward to doing that again this time.
There are 11 courses beginning on Monday, February 28th, as Suzanne mentioned. Suzanne, some of them I've seen on offer before, but are others new this time?
Yeah, I am really excited about, well, we have actually three new ones. I guess you could say four. The one starting this Monday is Survival Spanish. And that survival part is, you know, all of us want to get away, and there's a lot of Spanish speaking countries we want to go to. So this Zoom class, which is just two Mondays and two Wednesdays, you don't even have to leave your house. You register and pay for the class, and then Evan Gordon is, she actually teaches Spanish in the school district, and I found her and she was interested, and she's going to teach you when you go to Spain or any Spanish speaking country, how to order food or how to find a hotel or just all the basic things, so you know how to communicate.
What are some of the other new courses? Go ahead. Tell us some more.
Yeah. The other one is Mary Shapansky, who is taught for us several times and has a wealth of knowledge. She's going to be teaching a brand new class, and it's via Zoom, so you don't have to leave your easy chair. Meditation for Stress Management and Healing. Who does not need that in these COVID times? And we don't have too many signed up for that. And I think I'm in fact going to take that.
Good for you.
That's going to be on Tuesdays. That's going to be March 8th, 15th, 22nd, and 29th, 6 to 7:30. You'll just get the Zoom link and can participate, you know, with your camera or without. But she's got a pamphlet, and there's several different types of meditation techniques. And you might find one that's really gonna relax you. It's $48. And and there's plenty of room to sign up for that meditation class.
All right. And then Sarah, you're teaching a good number of these classes yourself. Which ones are on your docket?
I am. So in April, I've got four Saturdays in a row, I'm gonna be teaching classes. So on April 2nd, I'll be doing canning berries and fruit, which is a water bath canning class. And then on the 9th, I'm going to be doing canning soups and stews, which is a pressure canning class. That one is actually a 5-hour class. You'll learn how to use a pressure canner, and you'll actually bring home some soups and stews to try. And on the 16th, I'm doing something a little different. I've got 3 shorter classes scheduled for that day. I have a naturally clean home class in the morning. And in that you learn, it's a recipe-based class, like lots of my other classes, but you're learning cleaning recipes for different cleaners that use very standard ingredients, basically, that you may already have in your home. And then at 1:30, I'm doing starting a cottage foods business, which is for folks who might be interested in, you know, selling their pickles or their jams and jellies or whatever through Salt and Soil Marketplace or other cottage foods venues. And then finally at 4 p.m., and apparently this one's pretty popular, so we might add another one, I'm not sure, but making fresh cheese. These 3 classes are just an hour and a half each, so they're pretty quick, and they're each separate, but they're all on that 16th. And then on the 23rd, I have my usually pretty popular pickling and fermenting class. So we'll do vinegar pickles and fermented pickles like sauerkraut and kimchi and things like that. So that's what I've got lined up for this community school season.
Well, those all sound delicious. And the naturally clean home, I've not seen that on the list before. Is that a new one for you, or have you taught it before?
I have taught it before. It's been several years. So, and then sometimes it's super popular and sometimes only a couple people sign up. So we never really know what the interest is going to be for that. But I like to put that out there every couple of years.
Just in time for spring cleaning.
That's right.
Now, Suzanne, back to you. The flyer for community schools upcoming classes sort of groups courses into 3 categories, I noticed. Interactive via Zoom. I think we all know how to do that now. And in person. And then Sarah's classes are live. And Sarah, you may have said this already, but Suzanne, can you please just say more about each of the ways these classes can be attended?
Right. Okay. So the Survival Spanish and Meditation for Stress Management and Healing, those 2 separate classes are via Zoom, and you can call me to register and pay for those. Like I said, you'll just get the Zoom link. You don't have to go anywhere. One thing that I wanted to add that I'm really, really excited about is I met a wonderful woman named Katie Sullivan, and these are new classes also, and it is so needed. CPR First Aid and AED course and certification. I have room in each of those classes. One is for 18 adults on March 26th. You spend the Saturday working with the dummies and getting certified. And then I also have one the next Saturday that is taught by Katie also, but it's for helping infants and children. And this particular time of year, I'm surprised more people haven't signed up because it's so needed. We have all these people in the tourism industry that are going to be helping people off boats. And, you know, I think a lot of the people that want to get summer jobs, this would be an excellent course to put on your resume for, you know, wanting to work, because you never know when somebody's going to keel over.
Sorry, I know that's not funny.
That sounds terrible. I didn't say that, did I?
It's true, though. You do never know. And I do strongly agree that those skills would only bolster the resume of someone looking for seasonal work in the visitor industry. You're absolutely right about that. So I think that's a great suggestion. I'm glad you mentioned it.
I know that sounds funny. I'm really trying to sell these classes. But if you've ever met Katie Sullivan, I know a lot of people out there know her. She goes by Sully. She's the most dynamic woman I think I've ever met. And I'm like, I just want to take this course so I can learn from her. She's been doing it for over 40 years. And so she knows what she's doing. And so that one is, again, definitely has room. It's $80. The $80 covers CPR First Aid and AED course and certification. You'll spend all Saturday. You'll bring your sack lunch. You'll leave and then be certified to help somebody in need that could be a parent or a child or somebody you work with. Yeah, it's great.
And those 2 courses are in person, as well as Spring Into Pottery, which is also in person.
Right. I did not mention Spring Into Pottery, and that is a really cool class. The reason I didn't mention it is we have around about 21 people signed up, and we can only have about 12. So we are definitely going to offer that next fall. And, you know, we're going to try to get more people in, but that is a wonderful class. That's 6 sessions live at Thunder Mountain High School. But I wasn't promoting it too much because it's so popular.
That's okay. It's good to mention that it's available and people can be a little quicker next time to sign up if they want to take it.
Right. Righto.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Suzanne and Sarah, for giving us a recap on all the programs coming up from the community schools this winter and spring. It sounds like so much good stuff. Is there anything else that either of you wanted to share or mention before we sign off today?
Well, I know if you're listening to this, you're like, you get off, like me, the radio, and you're like, how was I supposed to get a hold of that person? And if you just put in Juno Community Schools, you just Google that, Juno Community Schools, you'll probably the first listing, you'll be able to get to the Juno School District website. The other thing that's super easy is my phone number. I'm just sitting here after this interview, I can talk to you. 907-523-1761 is my number. And I really appreciate being able to come on the air and talk about these.
Thanks, Suzanne. Sarah, how about you? Anything else before we say goodbye?
No, just come on over to the kitchen and preserve some food and make some cheese and learn how to sell stuff if you want to. We'd love to have lots of people in the community schools classes.
All right. That sounds great. Thanks so much for being with us today. I also really enjoy the postcard I get in the mail that has all of the information and even a QR code to scan so you can sign up right from your phone. So if other people get those, be on the lookout. I'm sure they'll be hitting mailboxes pretty soon. So thanks for doing that. And thanks for your time today. And thanks for all the great information. Suzanne Ainsworth, Sarah Lewis with Community Schools from the Juno School District.